Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
I want you to see your partners. I want you to see your comrades in this war that we in right now. They militarized, going into the streets for our sons and our daughters that's lost. And it's on us because we did not raise them to have the self-control and the discipline of this age. Highly capable, gifted, and brilliant young men lost with no knowledge of self and no knowledge of the times that we're living in. Whose fault is that? There are two agendas at play. That's their agenda, and then it is ours. Because I say black excellence is a scam. See, with black excellence, we don't mind if what you're doing is detrimental to the culture as long as it benefits you. Because the system was built to strip us from our power. They don't want us to show up. They hoping that they destroy this. This can't be destroyed. We can't be destroyed. We have to stop contemplating the stat that they throw in our mind, saying that we're going to have 0% wealth. That's over today. We have to stop connecting and associating masculinity with weakness because they don't want to be men. And if they don't want to be men, then who's going to be with your daughters? I'm serious about taking us from this ordinary reactive minds into super minds, so that we can deal with this matrix that's trying to keep us blind, deaf, and dumb. Are we not God's people? Then why is God people bowing down to another people?
Listen, we bringing a Save Yourself renaissance to your city. This is our generation's time to show that we're in control of our future.
I am the hope and the dream.
There's no reason that people of different backgrounds, faiths, and denominations can't come together to talk about the single thing that they have in common, which is our future. It is a cultural experience of the rebirth. We're in the 30-year anniversary of the Million Man March, and we're in the 100-year anniversary of the rebuilding of Black Wall Street. That's when we take some time outside the world, and we come together. And then that's when we plan. Everything just about cycles and patterns. And when you understand the knowledge of time, we are now in a cosmic cycle where it is prime for us to rebuild, but it's now or never. This is time for the renaissance, but we're just gonna take leaders, it's gonna take creators, it's gonna take the artists. As we all come together, it is no more saviors, but us and our collective actions that we take.
What happens to a dream deferred?
I call upon you. The renaissance is here. Y'all partying and shitting like we got more time. Ain't no more time to waste. It's now or it's never. And the law of saving yourself is waiting on nobody. It is saving yourself through your actions, through the way that you eat, the way that you speak, the way that you show up, the way that you collectively build. We're going to be having new experiences on this tour. From music, to being able to have these cognitive rituals of coffee houses. As a builder in your city, as a creator in your city, we want to work with you. Just go to 19keys.com/tour and make sure you register to be a part of the renaissance. And we're bringing this experience to your city. Peace to the family.
You got to save yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show,
19 Keys!
This is a man's world!
Yeah!
But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing, without a woman or a girl.
Peace to the family. Peace to the gods. How y'all feeling today? Y'all know we living in a great age, right? We're living in an age where it's now or never. We won't get this opportunity ever again. When you look around in this room, I want you to see your allies. I want you to see your partners. I want you to see your comrades in this war that we in right now. Right now, all throughout America, they militarizing, going into the streets for our sons and our daughters that's lost. And it's on us because we did not raise them to have the self-control and the discipline of this age. Highly capable, gifted, and brilliant young men lost with no knowledge of self and no knowledge of the times that we're living in. Whose fault is that? They never experienced a government that is well working for us. They never experienced a culture that has higher consciousness. They never experienced music that inspires them. That's nobody else's responsibility but ours today. We now have artificial intelligence. These machines are now competing with us for thinking. Some of our young people and some of you all are utilizing them, not knowing that you're taking your power and you're giving it away. We are supposed to utilize them, but to live in harmony with the machine so that we can optimize our own gifts, skills, and talents. See, there are two agendas at play. That's their agenda, and then it is ours. Ours is how we use it. And we can use it to replace them, even though they built it to try to replace us. They think they can replace our spirit. They think they can replace our culture. They think they can replace our minds, but they can't. But we can replace them because we don't need them. We don't need the middlemen. We don't need the contracts. We don't need the lawyers because they've been robbing us because we've been ignorant. But now if we master the machines, we can cut everybody out. And that's a beautiful time to live in. We are highly capable individuals, but similar to our cell phones, even though we have all these applications, if you don't have memory and storage on your phone, you can't utilize your capabilities. And the minds today, highly capable, but no capacity. That's why the number one asset today that I don't hear us talking about today, it's not land, it's not gold, it's not Bitcoin, it's not even time anymore. The number one asset is cognition. Because if we have the greatest time, but we can't think and utilize our mind to take things that's inside our mind and bring them into reality, then what is it for? If we too distracted watching Spiritual World, watching Shade Room, watching Zeus Network, give us a reflection of a culture that's degradation. How you think we get the military in the streets? Because they distracting us from the opportunity to be our true selves. Culture is consciousness in motion. It is a multitude of things, not one. The complexity of our culture is represented in whether it is low level or high level. Is our music right now low level or high level? Very low level. Ain't teaching us nothing, ain't inspiring us, ain't no God in the music. So when we get to a place where there's a rise, then we get stagnation, then we reach peaks, then we have the system that we at now, which is decay. And after decay comes rebirth. Everybody heard about Black Wall Street, right? Right? We need participation. This is a high-level conversation. I ain't talking to myself. But a lot of you don't know that Black Wall Street was rebuilt after they burnt it down. We don't tell that narrative in our culture because we live as perpetual victims. But if they can go through that in 1919, to see bombs drop from planes, to see babies' limbs torn, to see all of the businesses that they built and the economy destroyed, only to get right back up a few years later, 100 years ago, to rebuild. And not only did they do that, they threw a parade to show how resilient they was. So who are we to keep using their excuse and their trauma as the reason we don't unite, that we don't build because something been destroyed? So what? Build again. We in the age of not just master teachers, not just lit professors. This is the time to build. You take your media companies and you run narrative that inspire us. You don't care if they try to destroy a museum We supposed to be the living museums. Our tradition was always oral. The elders would always tell the stories and the wisdom and the lessons of the past. And they would give it to the youth to carry it into the future. So we know what happened so we don't repeat cycles. But if we don't fund our own future, then they can always strip it away from us. Always threatening us with what they done to us or what they done for us. We have every single thing that we need now. We have the technology to write our stories. Hell, even at a time where they built the system called the Boule. Now, shout out to all you Boule in here. But there was a time where there was this class system in Black America where if you didn't have a college degree, then they looked at you a certain way. They didn't believe in what you said. They considered everything to be pseudo. But now a lot of those people you thought was pseudo actually built businesses, became millionaires, built global brands. And now they can't be ignored. So now we've broken down that system in Black America. Because I say Black excellence is a scam. Because it replaced Black power. When we had Black power, we had our own economies. We had our own businesses. We had our families together. We had our own education centers. We had barbershops where we would share knowledge. We had protection and security. And we traded that in for representation and awards. See, with Black excellence, we don't mind if what you're doing is detrimental to the culture as long as it benefits you. Because we've become little capitalists, small minds competing with each other. In Japan, they have what they call harmony capitalism. So instead of just focusing on how do you make the most money, they focus on an optimized for loyalty. Because they don't want to churn over rate of employees. They want to figure out how do I keep somebody working with me forever. When they focus on harmony, they're not just focused on scalability. They focus on sustainability. They have some companies that's been around for 100, 200, 300 years. What can we point to that we've had for 100, 200 years? I know when we go back to Black Wall Street, you say, well, if they rebuilt it, what happened? Well, see, it wasn't the bombs that was dangerous. It was the legislation. They redlined us. They were slick. They understood that if they tried to do the same thing again, we'd just keep rebuilding. So instead, they utilized their legal framework and their systems, and they utilized the politics against us. As they always do and as they're doing today, because we still ain't mastered it. I don't want you to just market brands anymore. I want you to world build. You now have the technology to put sound scoring behind your music. You now have the technology to, even if you can't afford the person to have the skill set, you can utilize the artificial intelligence with your human intelligence and become a supermind. You now have the same type of resources that Disney has. So my question again is, what are you waiting for? There's this fragmented unity in the mind because the current climate globally is a state of unease. With all of this access and all of this power, we're barely just surviving still. Where are our institutions? Why isn't InvestFest celebrated across the globe? Why is it that some people still hate when Black people get together? And I'm speaking to us, period, because they don't want us to be Black. They don't want us to say that we powerful. They don't want us to show up. They hoping that they destroy this. This can't be destroyed. We can't be destroyed. And I'm standing up for all of us. I can get up here and teach you how to build a brand, teach you how to build a podcast, teach you how to build a business, how to go from six figures, seven figures, teach you how to become a world-class communicator. But when I'm in front of God's people, I got to deliver God's message. And he wants you to stop being afraid. What's taking us so long to unify? There's a model called Keratsu. Keratsu is a model that allows different business owners and companies to work together. So therefore, we give each other shared equity in our companies so that we can protect each other. If somebody tries a corporate takeover, nobody will have enough shares within that company to try to do anything. If one person has a narrative warfare attack against them, then we're utilizing our media to change the narrative about our brothers and our sisters, and we don't allow nobody from outside the culture to eliminate anybody inside the culture. Narrative warfare is being practiced on the young mind more than ever today. See, with the hyper advancement of technology today and the over feeding into short form content, it's destroying your mind to not focus on anything long term. So therefore, you're not developing a true vision. All I hear was talking about is just money. What are we going to build with the money? How are we going to have generational wealth if we don't raise a generation? Who is going to inherit it? Or is it just for you? Our men, we have a job today. You have to get physically better. We can't be walking around with weak bodies. There is a wellness industry boom right now. Everywhere I go look around, they doing ice baths, they in the saunas, they doing races, they doing hiking. Then we have a nature deficit disorder. Because we have a lack of nature, surrounding by nature, our kids are producing ADHD. They can't think because they're consistently around low frequency environments. So if we're not going into nature specifically, if we are not getting the mind better and the body better, then we won't be prepared for the future because we're going into a new world, but we keep trying our old ways. Yes, that's my pops right there. It's takeover time. I propose a cognitive renaissance, where we bring back intellect. I propose cognitive athletes that focus on the development of their brain so that they can utilize the technology instead of the technology utilizing them, because every time you allow ChatGPT to finish your sentence, you're gaining cognitive debt. And that debt means that you can't think for yourself. So now you're making bad decisions. Now you're dependent on the machine and it's getting better. And there's a thing called cognitive warfare. The Department of Defense has named this one of the greatest threats and a new type of warfare. A warfare that takes your child's mind. Not like information warfare where it controls what you think. Cognitive warfare controls how you think. It rewires the neuroplasticity in your brain and it creates a new identity. So now this is why you see all of these different fragmented identities in political parties and things of that nature. Because they were alone. Their mind was impoverished. They were stressed out. They was depressed. And in that low state where there's decreased complexity and lower consciousness, you can be manipulated through psychological operations. And the only one that can fight from this is the one that stays hypervigilant. The one that focuses on developing the rituals daily before you pick up that phone, because your brain wasn't developed to study and to go through everything that you're feeding it into. You're laughing at a meme not realizing it's changing the way you think about ideas. There's a different type of warfare that's invisible that you don't see every single day. How many of you all have been doom scrolling and you can't control your mind? Highly capable, but no capacity. No mental bandwidth to utilize your own gifts, skills, and talent. You know we're living in the most intelligent age. You know you have these tools. You know you have these goals, but why aren't you completing them? Because God needs to be fed. And we're not feeding God enough. We're utilizing these powerful media platforms to share negative stories about each other. You are participating in your brothers and your sisters' downfall. We are supposed to be feeding what we call strategic imagination, futurism that makes us think about our future, that gives us new beliefs. And then that beliefs, once we impregnate it with it in the mind, we start to create new realities. So when we see a Ryan Coogler make a movie, it makes us think because there's a certain level of complexity in it, from the history, from the storytelling, from the characters to the music that's embedded into it. Even though we're being entertained, we're thinking. And a thinking people can't be controlled. We have to meet in private. and have conversations on how we're going to protect each other and build over the next 10 to 20 years. We have to stop contemplating the stat that they throw in our mind saying that we're going to have 0% wealth. That's over today. We're going to have the majority of wealth in America because it's starting to feel like the future is coming at us. We used to beg for the future to come. We used to beg for the flying cars. We used to beg for the jetpacks. Now we're asking it to slow down a little bit. Seeing robots in the backyard and stuff. Drones dropping off pieces. Wait a minute. But we are the ones that are properly made for this time. Resilience that has been built up for over 400 years of what we've been through. That means we don't just focus on homeostasis, hoping things return to a state of normal. We focus on allostasis so that we can maintain a balanced state even through disruption or change, because things are not going back to a normal, and you must accept that so that you can be in flow. How many of you all want to make a movie? How many of you all want to utilize AI for something, but it just feels like it never gets done? Because every single day there's a new tool popping up. I need you to focus on one thing, and then I need you to execute it. I need you to win the first 90 minutes of your day. The first thing I do is I wake up and I meditate before anything. I don't care what's going on in the world. I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna meditate for however long I can. After that, don't clap yet. Hey, we're trying to get you through this. Well, I wanna learn something. After that, I go read a book. So it starts to position my mind. After that, I go drink me some Supermind.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Which is the lion's mane and the cordyceps coffee, so it gives me a nootropic brain boost. See, Hollywood, they did something very slick to all of us, Hollywood and the rap game. Hollywood used to go lobby movies so that they can create scenes and connect identity to liquor. So now masculinity and popularity was connected to liquor. Then we'd listen to our favorite rapper telling us about his favorite drink. Then we'd go drink that drink. Not realizing that even one drop of liquor, I know you're not gonna like this, it's not good for us. And maybe you could afford that in the old world, but things are moving so fast, you cannot afford your brain to be in a cognitive decline. You need every ounce of brain processing power during this time. So that means that we must be the ones that correct that identity, because now you have Hollywood-driven narratives that control identity. Then you have social media-driven narratives that control Gen Z identity. They lonely and lost and don't even know how to talk to a woman. Don't even know, they're afraid. They're literally melting into the algorithm. They're going on stream because they can't tell what's real or not. So they're addicted to the live essence of streaming. Because at least they can say, well, this is actually happening. Because we're going into the post-truth reality. When your mind can decide what's real or not, you stop trusting your own brain. So we start craving reality TV and things of that nature. But what we want to do is start forcing our people into nature. I want to have the wellness in Vest Fest. Well, we outside. Everybody that's in wellness, whether you're doing cryotherapy, red saunas, whether you're doing hiking, whether you're doing sound bowls, anybody that's doing something that has to deal with the body, the mind, the body, and the spirit, because that is our new greatest asset. I know what's happening when you're at home. I know when you're stuck on the phone in this doom scroll because you have hypofrontality, which means that you can't enjoy low stimuli events. Short form content, they say, is as dangerous as being an alcoholic. It's hyper addictive and it's consistently resetting your brain to need overstimulation in order to watch something. And now the attention span is somewhere around 5 seconds. So how can you manifest if you can't pay attention? All this knowledge and this information today, and I don't see enough execution. So again, we need the media companies to connect with the businesses. So as we're telling our stories, then we can grow our empires, and then we can connect products to those so those products can be seen and grab attention. But here's the thing. They must be in alignment or resonance, because the millennials and the Gen Z ain't just buying something because they see it a lot. They buying whether it has connection. Your follower don't matter no more. You have to build a super active community now because people want to be a part of something. Hollywood is now destroyed. Nobody cares about the star because we have the ability to create connection with people. Because I know for a fact, I done taught you all way more knowledge than any celebrity on the planet Earth. High-level conversations. In Mali, we talk about Mansa Musa. And shout out to all the celebrities in here. We talk about Mansa Musa a lot, being the richest Black man ever, but we never talk about his systems. So we were been a people of systems and institutions. You go back to Mali, what did he do? He built Timbuktu. He built the libraries so that we can share and circulate knowledge amongst each other. He had a group that were behind the scenes that helped build the greatest gold trade. So even though he was up front representing the wealth of Mali, we had systems and institutions behind our ideas and our power. But if you don't remember that, then you can't learn the lessons from the past. If you think you started in slavery, you lost. You don't know about the kings before you, the queens before you that build empires. If you're waiting to die to go to heaven, you lost. You're not supposed to wait on the kingdom to be built. You're supposed to build the kingdom. See, Jesus, he challenged empires. He was out there with the poor. He had an accountant with him. He was getting money. He had people that helped fund him. But in culture, if there is no interconnectedness between the thought leaders, between the entrepreneurs, then the intentionality of the culture is lost, because we're doing a lot of things, but we're fragmented. So therefore, we're not going anywhere. If the music is not reinforcing the aspiration that we have in the future, then we're listening to music that becomes the enemy of our goals. So when we're thinking about culture, we have to think about it as complexity. We have to think about it as a system. Then you can think about your own household. What are your kids listening to? What are you watching? How is it reinforcing and feeding your mind to have a higher consciousness? Then we ask, what is the collective memory of the culture? This is why I go in the past and try to reframe what we thought was trauma and turn it into our win so we can see ourselves at a better light. Because if we think it was just slavery and us getting beat, not realizing that it was a war and we were Seminoles and we was fighting, not realizing that we built empires of Timbuktu, of the mud mounds in Mississippi, not realizing that every time an oppressor came to try to colonize us, we fought back. And whoever is lying to you with that narrative that they don't want you to know your history because they know that there's power in there. Anytime they want to destroy something, it's because there's power in there. But not only do we go into the past, I want you to go into your imagination I want you to forget their statistics. I want you to forget their philosophers, and I want you to create your own. I want you to stop feeding yourself with their vision, because that's why we have division. Because we don't have a collective mind at all. But where we're going next, we raise these young boys to be men. We take them through rites of passage so they feel capable of handling themselves in the world. We have to stop connecting and associating masculinity with weakness, because they don't want to be men. And if they don't want to be men, then who's going to be with your daughters? So again, we study the past because there's so much glory inside our past. But right now, this moment in time that we have is about our future. Where are we going? When you look around here, the money that's in here, this is $1 billion in here. This is bigger than Black Wall Street. And that ain't disrespectful to say, because it's supposed to be bigger. That means we're making progress. But it's not to be celebrated until we have power. And through power, I mean we actually have ownership, where we control everything. We control how we're seen when we show up. So even when we're importing our image all the way across the seas to Africa, they see us in our proper light for builders and entrepreneurs and activists and revolutionaries and scientists. I've had them all on the show, so you can't tell me they don't exist. I see Black people coming together right now to build an economy. And when people act like this is not the most important thing happening right now in the world, they're your enemy. Because they're so egotistical. They can't appreciate the fact that they didn't do it. See, we don't have to be the one. We need to be one of the ones. It takes a bunch of stars to create a universe. And that's what we're doing right now. We're going to take the technology and we're going to build the infrastructure. And we're going to take the middleman, we're going to learn everything that he knows. And then we're going to erase him out unless we need him. Wait a minute now, we ain't done. These are orders that I'm giving. I don't know how many times I get on stage and get up here in front of y'all. As you see, they coming for all powerful Black men. Now who's going to be behind them? And you see that powerful sister, who's going to be behind them? We can't just scroll and then go back to our lives where our mind is controlled through mental warfare. No, this is the moment in time that we've been waiting for. When I go study the past and I see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad built up an economy, because he's Muslim, you don't want to talk about it. Come on, my Christian family. If one amongst you have built, then let's speak on the blueprint so we can rebuild it. A renaissance happened at a time of stagnation. When it feels hopeless, we had the Harlem Renaissance. But how did W.E.B. Du Bois do it? He had an intentional intellectual network behind the scenes. He built the Crisis magazine so that we can document what was happening to us and narrate what's going on. Then he went to the HBCUs because he understands the youthless movement is a useless movement. Shout out to my brother Nori Muhammad. But then W.E. Du Bois realized he was building something that was doomed to fail, because it only really included the bourgeois class. I mean, most of the time when we study our great ones, we study their early life, not their later life when they had realizations, because they all realized that integration in the system would never give us power, because the system was built to strip us from our power. So they focus on sovereignty, true liberation, because we should not be a peaceful people, because there are those who are attacking us every single goddamn day. What you want to be peaceful for? You just hoping these things go away. You hoping you can ignore them. You can't no more. Overthinking kills our opportunity. And the opportunity that we have right now is to build our own world. We can build digital nations. And then we turn those digital nations and build them into physical infrastructure. We need to buy all the land that we can buy. I had a sit down with the president of the Black, not that president, the president of the Black Farmers Association. And he's one of the only Black men that ever got us reparations. But he was telling me that the farmers, the elders, don't have nobody to pass it down because there's not enough youth that's interested. How many of you all are willing to be farmers to help us produce our own food? This is no longer the idea stage anymore. This is instant execution. And there's another thing. There's a great general over there in Burkina Faso. And he's been doing what we've been wanting to see our brothers in that continent do. He's been standing up to these devils that's been robbing their country. And during the time of the greatest opportunity for us to create trade and commerce with our brothers across the sea, we have the most disunity, then the most disrespect amongst us. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Don't y'all see the opportunity that we in? Who benefits from our disunity? And no, it ain't all roses and peaches, because there's real disrespect. And as Black Americans, we got to check every level of disrespect that is there. But we got to remember who planted those seeds. Remember the enemy that is amongst you, causing confusion in every single day. Now you don't know what to eat, don't know what to think, don't know what to build. We're supposed to have clarity during this time. Clarity is knowing what direction to guide ourselves. Then the capacity is having the ability to focus on that. Then our capabilities go to work because we are a brilliant, spiritual, powerful, cosmic people. We have a destiny on this planet Earth that everything that we've been through was for this time right now. It was for you, the children of masters, not slaves. You are the children of masters. We've mastered time. We've mastered the universe. We've mastered medicine, science, astrology, cosmology. We've mastered it all and we've built before. Can we build again? Yeah. Can we build again? Yeah. This is the time of the rebirth. It's time to get our empires back. Do not let them break you down. Do not walk with fear. It is an entity that infests the soul. It makes you feel incapable. Walk with power. Let that echo in your heart. Take time to clear your mind every single day so that when you interact with this matrix, as they're building quantum machines, cyberspace wars, space wars, as they're building out this super AGI to where they're gathering our data and then trying to figure out how they can manipulate our minds to change our identities so that we permanently disrespect each other and we permanently disrespect our opportunities. But when I was sitting with the farmer, he said that there's only a small window sometime for certain crops. And if he missed that window, he has to wait for the next cycle. We are in that cycle to where we're supposed to invest so we have something to harvest. But if we don't plant the seeds and they're not connected to a root, then what good is the fruit that we bear? We need to own the trees. We need to own the farms. We need to have the farmers. We need to have these behind door conversations how to get our young girls to respect themselves and the young boys to respect themselves. They need some honor. I'm willing to build it. I'm willing to be on the front lines. I'm willing to have the private conversations and the public conversations. High level conversations is the new Timbuktu. They can't erase our history because we're going to bring it all out. You're going to know how to take your body when you can't sleep and your mind is being lost and you wake up in the morning and you ain't never heard of your glymphatic system. How to activate that cerebral brain fluid to wash over the ridges of your brain so that you can wake up clear. Nobody taught you this. So you don't even know how to operate the greatest system in the universe. The way that we talk about AI is the way we should talk about ourselves. Greater ability to communicate, greater ability to process, instantly gets tasks done. We start talking about AI and then we forget the HI, the human intelligence. But if we don't get our cognition right, if we keep having low-level conversations, then we can't operate in that neocortex. So we can't navigate the matrix because we don't have our brains operating at the speed in which we need to deal with this complex world. We don't have the feedback loops to even let us know when we're progressing in the culture. This is the time that we're living in. This is a war. And for those that's afraid, you might as well go home now. Because your wealth, they fear it. Because your ignorance has built their wealth. It's the reason your landlord don't look like you. It's the reason the man that owns the grocery store don't look like you. It's the reason the man that writes the check don't look like you. Are we not a capable people? Are we not God's people? Then why is God people bowing down to another people? How are we not worthy of ownership on this planet Earth? There's 149,940,000 square miles on this planet Earth. You need to know your real estate. This planet is yours. This time is yours. This technology is yours. I know they think, man, we gonna control those silly Americans. We gonna control those black people. Look at them fighting. They don't understand that we glitches. We glitches in this system that they built. And we're gonna create alternative systems, build alternative cities. And those that wanna be allies, then you have to work with us and not tell us what to do. And when we write movies, don't try to edit a character because there's too much power and strength in it. And when we wanna do something, we don't wait for nobody, because I know for a fact that everybody that's here, that's needed to fund the revolution, they exist in this room. The first black capitalists in America, they would go down to the auction blocks where the slaves were, and they would buy slaves to give them their freedom. The first black capitalist is how Frederick Douglass got all across this country so that he can preach liberation for our situation. But it was the people that was focused on money was connected with the people that's focused on truth so that we can build a new world. But if you disconnect and you stay selfishness on your own, you're not worthy supporting. I'm serious about us. I'm serious about taking us from this ordinary reactive minds into super minds so that we can deal with this matrix that's trying to keep us blind, deaf, and dumb. I'm serious about raising the gods. I'm 19 Keys. It's been your high-level conversations.
This is amazing, bro.
It's time to get out of here, brother.
Listen, we bringing a save-yourself renaissance to your city. This is our generation's time to show that we're in control of our future.
I am the hope and the dream.
There's no reason that people of different backgrounds, faiths, and denominations can't come together to talk about the single thing that they have in common,
which is our future.
It is a cultural experience of the rebirth. We're in the 30-year anniversary of the Million Man March, and we're in the 100-year anniversary of the rebuilding of Black Wall Street. That's when we take some time outside the world and we come together. And then that's when we plan. Everything just about cycles and patterns. And when you understand the knowledge of time, we are now in a cosmic cycle where it is prime for us to rebuild. But it's now or never. This is time for the renaissance. But we're just going to take leaders. It's going to take creators. It's going to take the artists. As we all come together, it is no more saviors, but us and our collective actions that we take.
What happens to a dream deferred?
I call upon you. The renaissance is here. Y'all partying and shitting like we got more time. Ain't no more time to waste. It's now or it's never. And the law of saving yourself is waiting on nobody. It is saving yourself through your actions, through the way that you eat, the way that you speak, the way that you show up, the way that you collectively build. We're going to be having new experiences on this tour. From music, to being able to have these cognitive rituals of coffee houses. As a builder in your city, as a creator in your city, we want to work with you. Just go to 19keys.com/tour and make sure you register to be a part of the renaissance. And we're bringing this experience to your city. Peace to the family.
You got to save yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.